Mindful Eating, A First Taste of Mindfulness. With whatever edible you may choose to practice with, begin by finding a comfortable position to sit in and taking a deep breath. Use that breath to gather your attention and your awareness from wherever it may be, bringing it ever closer to you, ever closer to the breath that you are taking. As we begin this exercise, start by holding the edible in the palm of your hand or between your finger and thumb, focusing on it, paying particular attention to the surface of it, the shades of color, the size as you can see it, and whatever other sensory, visual stimuli you may be attending to within this edible. Imagine that you may have just had a visitor from Mars who had never seen an object like this before. How you might go about describing what you see. With beginner's mind, you may take time to observe the edible, to notice texture, shape, color, in ways that you may have never seen before. Allow your eyes to explore every part of it, examining the lighter shades, darker hollows, and any asymmetries or unique features that you might find. Also notice at the same time that as you are touching it, you may also be receiving touch-related information. Is it hard or soft? Firm or squidgy? Notice how the sense of touch may also blend with what you see. And as best as you can, distinguish between these two different senses. Again, observing the object, but also observing if your mind has wandered onto other things, memories, plans for the future, and then very gently acknowledging if your mind has become distracted and returning it back to the edible that you have in your hand. You may also roll or push that particular edible around in the palm of your hand, again noticing the sensory feedback that you receive. You may also notice the difference between the actual sensory feedback that you get and the labels that your mind applies. Soft or firm are labels. And notice if you can attend particularly to the sensory aspects of the experience and distinguish them from the labels that your mind applies. At a moment of your choosing, raise the edible to your nose. Take a deep breath, smelling the aroma or the fragrance that may be emanating. Also notice if there is no fragrance, no aroma. Again, notice any associations, any memories, or any other distractions that may arise. Also notice the difference between the actual smell and the labels that your mind might apply. Returning back to the visual sense, observe for a moment. And then at a moment of your choosing, raise the object to your ear to notice if there is any sound. Notice thoughts. Thoughts like, that's silly. As if somehow you already know that this particular object ought not or does not make any noise. Once you've observed those thoughts, if they're present, return yourself back to the object and actually listen. And if you hear nothing, listening for the silence. Once again, returning the object back to your visual sense. At a moment of your choosing, we're going to invite you to place the edible into your mouth, very gently placing it on your tongue. Before doing so, notice the opportunity that you have to make a choice. And as you raise the object to your mouth, notice how your mouth becomes ready. You may notice salivation. You may notice other ways in which your mouth prepares. And then very gently, just place the object very gently onto your tongue, allowing it to rest inside your mouth. Notice the weight. You might notice some flavor that might already begin to be released. You may also choose to move the edible around without chewing it. Again, noticing texture. And as best as you can, noticing when your mind becomes distracted. Labeling that distraction and then returning back to the moment. Back to this edible in your mouth. At a moment of your choosing, we now begin to take the first bite. Notice as you do so how your mouth automatically coordinates the process of orienting the edible to be between your teeth, and the pressure that your teeth and your jaw place on the edible in order to take the first bite. Notice the flavor that might be released. Notice the texture as it changes. Notice sounds that might be made. And you might also observe the absence of these things. As you take subsequent bites, notice how the texture evolves. You might also notice how the taste evolves. You may also notice an increasing urge to swallow. Just observe that urge. Notice how it is a natural part of how your mouth and your body prepare to receive food. But also notice if even for a short moment you're able to observe that urge to swallow without actually acting on it. And then, at a moment of your choosing to swallow, noticing the coordination between your mouth, your throat, and as the object slips down into your stomach. Notice the sensations that might be left in your mouth. Also observe the experience of having eaten this particular object. And notice if your mind has been distracted. Moved on to other things. Begun to plan the next step. Or perhaps distracted with memories of past experiences. If you have more than one object, you now have the option to repeat this practice. Repeat the very same observations, returning your mind from distractions in the very same way. And as this practice draws to a close, taking a deep breath, using that breath to raise your awareness of the practice that you have just engaged in, as well as the practice as it comes to a close. And with another deep breath, or two, or three, gently moving your awareness through your breath into the chair that you're sitting in, the room that you're in, and moving on with the rest of your day.